Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that. But whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry
on 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, you got
set. Hour number three, Ben and Woods, live from the MLB Winter Meetings 2019. We're at the Manchester Grand Hyatt, just up the escalator from the bar, set up around a bunch of other sets, TV sets, radio stations from across the country. But I think we were here first this morning.
Yeah, we absolutely were. There's no doubt about it. I was chomping at the bit to get in here this morning, Ben. And yeah, somebody on Twitter said, you guys need to have a better setup. I'm like, our setup's fantastic. We're on the radio, number one. And number two, it's like, I'm okay, the Tampa Bay Rays have a setup here. I'm looking at it. It is a table and two chairs, and that is it. And a placard that says Tampa Bay Rays.
And a maroon cloth.
Which, by the way,
Hunter Renfrew will be sitting over there signing autographs in about 30 minutes.
Which, by the way, I'm not very surprised that that is the – they're under the doo-doo sculpture that is on the wall over there. There is a sculpture that looks like
– We tweeted out a picture.
Looks like doo-doo.
Earlier,
so. It really does. It looks like poop.
So, anyway, just an update on our adjusted schedule for the week. We're broadcasting live from 6 to 10 each morning, and then the coach John Quintero is going to take over at 10 a.m. until 2, and then at 2 o'clock you're going to get Gwynn and Chris, so uninterrupted coverage from the baseball winter meetings. We are awaiting the arrival of Padres manager Jace Tingler.
Nice.
Who's going to be heading this direction in just a few minutes, so stick around. I'm going to get to talk to the Padres' new skipper live and in person here on Ben and Woods this morning. Now, we just talked to Jim Callis, and because we were, I had to push back our biggest fan. So I hope everyone's still listening, because I'm about to announce today's name, and they're going to have 10 minutes to call us back at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. If you call back, here's the prize package. We got a family four-pack of tickets to the 97.3 The Fan Takeover Night on Friday this week at the SeaWorld Christmas Celebration presented by Sprint. Got a million lights and all new shows and attractions like the Sesame Street Christmas Village, the Winter Wonderland on Ice Show, and the Cirque Christmas Show. We'll also get you entered into our grand prize drawing for our Vegas getaway, including the Barry Manilow concert tickets. Here we go. Today's biggest fan, Jake Boss. Jake Boss, B-O-S. You are on the clock. 10 minutes. Call us back, 833-288-0973. Now, if Jake doesn't call, someone's going to let me know in my ear in 10 minutes that he didn't, and we'll open it up to all the rest of our listeners. So make sure you don't go away, because you have an opportunity to steal the prize coming up. But Jake gets first shot at it here over the next 10 minutes, Woods.
Jake Boss, baby, on the clock. Benny, I'm looking right now, MLBTradeRumors.com. Nothing really popping yet this morning. The one story here, Padres not playing at the top of free agent market. I'm assuming that means Steven Strasburg and Garrett Cole. I did read a report that they're not meeting with they both have the same agent, Scott Boras, correct? So I guess the Padres are not going to meet with Boras about those two. Now, does that bother you? Because it doesn't me yet. Because the Padres the last couple of years, one thing we know, they've been pretty good at being under the radar. So usually when you announce your intentions, that lets everybody else know what your intentions are.
I honestly don't think they're going to sign either of those guys. Now, I probably would have said the same thing about Manny Machado last year.
You 100% would have, and I would have too.
Yeah. But
that's why we were so friggin' excited when
it really happened. Don't expect that to change this year. They're in a different spot payroll-wise.
Man, I still think Strasburg is an option. I really still do. I still think I'm still holding out a glimmer of hope for Steven Strasburg.
But, I mean, Machado was a position where the Padres really didn't have a ton of great options.
You're right.
Coming up, you know, starting pitcher, they really want to give Mackenzie Gore and Luis Patino.
They'll get their
and
shot.
Some of their in-house options.
He's your one. He is your number one day one opening day starter. Period. The end. I mean, it's not like, well, we'd like Steven Strasburg. We don't have a need for a top of the rotation guy. We absolutely do. Garrett Richards. Not that he can't be counted on, but he just hasn't been able to stay healthy. If healthy, he's a really, really good two behind a Steven Strasburg. I mean, you always have room for that guy.
Not a lot of people are predicting the Garrett Cole deal to go down this week. It certainly could.
I'm seeing before New Year's, though.
It might not be as long as, say, some of those other deals recently, you know, all the way into February or March. But according to some of the ESPN guys, what they think is most likely to happen this week, at least pitching-wise, like David Schoenfield, our buddy, they think Madison Bumgarner could be the chip, the free agent chip that falls this week from a pitching perspective. Now, I haven't heard the Padres and Madison Bumgarner connected a lot. To me, though, that still makes some sense. We talked about it in the past, whether Madison Bumgarner would be a fit or not with the Padres. And I look at a move for, like, Tommy Pham, and the kind of guys that A.J. Preller seems to want to bring into the Padres to kind of change the culture, change things around. Even Ian Kinsler, they have made many times a point that the reason they brought Ian Kinsler in wasn't for production. They wanted someone with a bit of a veteran mentality, a bit more of a kind of a hard-edge mindset to change things. And to me, Madison Bumgarner, if you're looking for someone like that in a pitching rotation, well, I mean, Madison Bumgarner is as feisty as it gets, and I know that's not the word you would use.
No, he's a red ass. There's no doubt about it, and we're slowly stockpiling this team full of red asses, which couldn't make me happier because I'm tired from one of you know, teams looking at the Padres schedule and going, oh, good, there's a breather. You know, I mean, listen, the type of team that that AJ's putting together now is, hey, we may lose, but we're not going to go down easy, that's for sure. And, you know, Mad Bum, you know, the injury, man, I really, the friggin' dirt bike injury, and it's just such a bummer. The guy, I think he's still 29 years old, right? He looks like he's 50, I get it. But the guy is, I think he's still got something in the tank. I don't know what I would spend to get him. And I really, he is that enigma for me, Ben, where I just can't, at first I thought it was going to be the Braves 100%, no question about it. Now that they've gone out and gotten Cole Hamels, I think he may be out for Atlanta. So I'm really wondering what they're going to do.
From a position player perspective, Padres think Anthony, or the ESPN guys think Anthony Rendon is the most likely guy to sign during the meetings. I don't totally see that. To me, I think a Rendon deal, given the dynamic of how the Washington Nationals and their ownership have set this up between Rendon and Strasburg. And you saw the reports last week.
Oh, of course.
One or the other.
Which is just absurd.
I think it's genius.
I think it's absurd.
Why do you think it's absurd?
Well, if that's really the case, it's absurd. One or the other. I mean, you just won a World Series. And your owner's, what, Tom Lerner? Is that right? Tom Lerner?
Yeah, I think
one
so.
Of the wealthiest owners, if not the wealthiest owner in baseball. Sorry, man, I can't.
Mark Lerner, maybe?
Can't do both. Isn't it?
Tom Werner.
That was.
Mark Lerner.
Tom Lerner. I'm looking
Let's
this
just
up.
Bring the show to a crashing halt right here.
Who is it, Adam? Do you know off the top of your head?
Lerner. Thank you very much. All right, consensus here. I think it's genius. If it's a strategy.
If it's a strategy.
Because it does put some pressure. If both guys are interested in staying in Washington, and it seems like both are, it really kind of gives them like, okay, well, I kind of got to get that deal done before the other guy, because what if Ite says yes, and then I get locked out, and I really wanted to come back, and now it's no longer an option for me anymore.
Ted Lerner.
Well, we were all wrong. Ted.
Ted Lerner. Mark Lerner.
Mark. That's what I said. I went with Mark.
Who's Ted?
What? Who's on first? Mark Lerner. No. Nationals owner Ted Lerner. Mike Rizzo. Yeah. You guys are all wrong.
All right.
There's a bunch of learners.
Look, doesn't buy. Mark Lerner can't afford both. Who cares?
Maybe it's his son.
Really, this is the least. We're getting bogged down in the worst minutia
possible.
Yeah,
I like to be accurate, though, but without doing any research.
But I think it does put some pressure on both Strasburg and Rendon to take a deal.
There is no pressure on either of those guys at all. Not one ounce of pressure is on either of those guys. You're acting like they're chomping at the bit to get back to D.C., and I don't know that that's the case at all. There is – you talk about two guys with no pressure on them. Anthony Rendon, Steven Strasburg. The world is their oyster right now, Benny. They are not going to get – it's not going to be a Dallas Keuchel situation, and it's not going to be the situation of Craig Kimbrell where they sign in July. Those guys are chilling. I still think Anthony Rendon is going to be a Texas Ranger. I think they're going to break the bank for that kid. And I still am holding out hope for Steven Strasburg here in San Diego.
As for guys who could get traded this week, the names they're bringing up here on ESPN, Chris Bryant could be a guy discussed a lot by the Cubs this week. Starling Marte, you figure he's the Pirates have been trying to ship him for a while.
Yep.
Also, they bring up the names Anthony Rizzo, Francisco Lindor, of course, has been mentioned a few times.
God, man, the Cleveland ownership. I don't know how do you trade basically what we are all hoping Fernando Tatis turns into. And I just don't understand it.
It's a tough spot for Cleveland.
It's not,
because they're good, but they're not good enough.
But trading him does not make you better.
But do you ever win the World Series without totally revamping?
Are you going to win the World Series without him?
How do you get past the Astros and the Red Sox?
With the help of Frankie Lindor.
And the Yankees.
I mean,
But how do you get better without using some of your chips, like Lindor, to rebuild?
I'm telling you, man, it's Fernando Tatis. What we hope he turns into is a Frankie Lindor. And for them to even consider not re-signing that guy, telling their fan base to enjoy him while you have him, is garbage. That's garbage.
All right, we are expecting Jace Tingler, the new manager of the Padres, to be heading up the escalator any minute now. So stand by. That is coming up next with Ben and Woods, live from the MLB winter meetings from the Manchester Grand Hyatt. We're going until 10 o'clock. Jace Tingler next. Right now, let's get a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
You're listening to coverage of the 2019 MLB Winter Meetings. Presented by your San Diego Honda dealers. On San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Oh,
you know, all over the board.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right,
there we go. We're back. It's Ben and Woods live from the baseball winter meetings, Manchester Grand Hyatt. We do have Jace Tingler here. Let me just quickly mention, Jake, our biggest fan, didn't call in. So I'm going to throw out the prize package, the SeaWorld passes, the entry into the Las Vegas Getaway Sweepstakes to our fifth caller right now at 833-288-0973. Start dialing 833-288-0973. And with that, I welcome to our setup here at the Manchester Grand Hyatt, the new manager of the Padres. Still new, although not quite as new as the first time we talked to you, like a day later. Your head might have still been spinning a little bit at that point. Jace Tingler is here. Skip, good to see you in person.
Very, very good to be here. And
you look more comfortable.
You know what? I feel better. Starting to get used to kind of the city, being around a little bit, and obviously a lot of travel the last couple weeks, but it's a blessing having the winter meetings like right here, and you know, just to be able to sneak over to the ballpark, whether it's, you know, go to the gym this morning and then walk a couple blocks and be here for meetings. So it's pretty good setup.
Give us a little bit of that, those last couple of weeks that I'm sure reaching out to players. Obviously there's been personnel moves, meeting with AJ, setting a new coaching staff. What's been going on in your world?
Well, you know, it started from, you know, getting the job, that was the night of the Escogido game. That was the third inning, like I found out. You know, you get like 2 minutes and, you know, you try to process everything that's going on, then you got to go back and manage. And so we got done with the game, and next thing you know, you're on a 6 a.m. flight. You go from Santo Domingo, Miami to Phoenix, Phoenix to San Diego. I literally landed at the airport at 6 o'clock, grabbed my bag at 6:30, I was at the Omni at 7, and then how quick things go, I was at a dinner at 7:30 starting staff interviews. So it's kind of felt, you know, the past, whatever it's been, right, like 5-6 weeks, it's been good. But flying in, going to see players, getting to meet them kind of on their turf, getting to talk to them like face to face. Obviously can't do, you know, 40 guys, but doing the best we can at chipping away and connecting with guys.
And how's that gone so far, Jace? I mean, sitting down and I'm assuming you talked to Manny and Haas and, you know, the guys that are the cornerstones of this franchise right now. How's that been?
Like everybody I've met, you know, so far, it's the guys have been awesome. They're talking about winning. They're talking about, you know, what it takes. And, you know, I think like that's an easy place to find like common ground, right? And, you know, it's pretty consistent with, you know, whether you're talking to AJ in the front office or you're talking to ownership, or, you know, if I'm walking the streets and, you know, some of the fans kind of stop me, it's like, Those are things that seem to radiate out of like this city and the team, and certainly like the players we've connected with.
How about the personnel moves that have happened the past couple of weeks? What's that been like for you now as the perspective of a major league manager working with A.J. Preller, bringing in guys like Zach Davies, Trent Grisham, Tommy Pham, Yerkson Profar?
The process goes on and on.
A lot of work the last few weeks.
Yeah, it seems like the last few weeks, A.J. and his crew have done like a fantastic job of kind of acquiring some of the guys that we've been like talking about. And so, hey, I don't think it's a secret. You know, there's areas that we're looking to improve in, and you kind of look at, you know, at least from the position player side, whether it's Pham, whether it's Grisham, whether it's Profar, et cetera. And, you know, we're looking to be a little bit more competitive in the box, looking for guys that maybe grind out at bats a little bit more, maybe, show discipline at the plate, can lay off tough pitches. And, you know, the reality is, I think, like, hitting in today's game, it's probably tougher than it's ever been just due to velocity, due to the way guys are tunneling balls. And so if we can extend that lineup a little bit more, and we know that some of the guys that have been here, we're going to be looking to just take baby steps of improvement, like, in those areas. We think we can do that, and, we think we're going to have a fighting shot.
We're talking to Padres' new manager, Jace Tingler, here on Ben and Woods this morning. And Skip, you know, Yerkson Profar is a name I've been hearing for a long time. He was at one time the number one prospect in baseball. Had a really good season a couple of years ago. A little bit of a down year last year. It happens. It happens to some of the best of them of all time. You know him. You've worked with him in the past. What can Padre fans expect from this kid?
Well, A, he's ultra competitive. I think the easy thing to kind of look at is just watch his at-bats day in, like, day out. And he has a lot of those traits that we just talked about. He will work a walk. At times he'll get out of the zone. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
But for the most part, he's ultra competitive. Ever since I've known him at 14 and a half, 15 years old.
Wow.
He was coming over from Curacao when I was down in the Dominican, you know, managing. He's always competitive, and it didn't matter if he was hitting velocity, if he was hitting like a thumber, somebody like soft tossing. He had a lot of versatility in his game. So, you know, the big question is going to be, where's his arm at? Obviously, his history or his career path up to this point's been a little bit derailed with, you know, some arm injuries, some things that, you know, probably he didn't expect. Certainly, you know, when I was over at Texas, we didn't expect. But touching base with him, he's down at Tampa. He's throwing. He's working on it. He's a guy that's like aware of the things he needs to work on, and he's going to go out and work.
And he's doing it right now. He's putting in the work. Yeah, the case of the yips that he got last year was, you know, you hate to see it. It's heartbreaking to watch. And if some of that was due to injury and he can correct that and get better, he's a kid I've always liked, and I think a lot of people have, and I think everybody was pretty excited to get him here.
Yeah, and, you know, what was the throwing issue, right? That's the million-dollar question. And, you know, just connecting with him, he's had surgeries.
Yep.
On those shoulders. And, you know, as he kind of explained, you know, it started with a lack of range of motion. He was restricted, you know, in the shoulder. And then, you know, as you're restricted, that goes to your head a little bit. And so you're trying to find the release point. So, you know, we're hoping with our trainers, Rogo and the crew that we have here, can we get a little bit more range of motion, a little bit more flexibility, some strength to both the front, the back of the shoulder. And, you know, we'll see where we go.
Jace, I'm curious as to your impressions of what you think Tommy Pham is going to bring to your lineup out in the field every single day. Just what you know from him on reputation, on film, and the fact that he was a guy who struggled in the minor leagues for many years before figuring it out, and is kind of coming to this stardom at a later stage in his career.
Yeah, I think the first thing, like, and I used to see him over there with St. Louis, and then obviously you've seen the last couple of years in Tampa, and then now coming over here, right? He's a to me, he's a self-made guy. He's a guy that, as I look at players in the league, the ones that I'm intrigued, the ones that I'm drawn to, they seem to get better each and every year. And then being down in Escogido, he played in Escogido. So the general manager and certainly Moises, they've got some experience with him. So getting to talk to some of the coaches, the people that know him, ultra competitive, wants to win, plays with an edge. And, hey, you know, like, if he continues to improve, Those are exactly the type of guys we're looking to have here in the Padres.
Yeah, he's a stud. He's one of those guys, I'm sure, you know, as you're kind of figuring your way around some of the players, and, hey, this is probably a guy I'm going to need to put my arm around a little bit. Tommy seems the kind of guy to just be like, hey, you're in the lineup, you're in the two hole. And that's it. That's all you got to say to Tommy Pham. And he's going to be prepared. You're not going to have to ride him. And Tommy, did you get your BP in or anything like that? Tommy's going to be ready to go on a daily basis. But, you know, I got to ask you this. So with all these moves that have been made, obviously we get excited when moves are made. I mean, it's like, ooh, we got him. And now he's going to be at the back end of our bullpen, like a Drew Pomeranz, who's discovered this, you know, ridiculous heat and kind of found his niche. And that's good for you. How many lineups have you made in your head? How many situations have you done already and said, okay, yeah, go to him here and him there? I mean, I know it's still some to play out, but have you gone through kind of what it looks like as opposed to what it looked like the day you got hired?
Yeah, you certainly go through.
Have you put it on paper yet?
Yeah, no, it's been on the board. And then, like, I step back and I realize, like, I know A.J. Preller, and my guess, he's not done.
Yeah, 100%.
So I may just be wasting my time, right now.
We did it on the air, but we needed a segment to fill. So, of course, we did it on the air.
We did righties, lefties, who are going to face today. Oh, well, it's different this week.
Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead, but you're doing this constantly.
Yeah, and that's the beautiful thing is now that the lineup and, you know, certainly the pitching, you're starting to build, like, more depth, and you're starting to put quality, you know, just more winning players to the lineup or on the mound, and that's what's exciting, because at the end of the day, we're not going to be able to do it with one guy. We're not going to be able to do it with two. And you look up at just a regular season, it's not 25 guys. The number that has to contribute, it's probably closer to, you know, 55.
No doubt.
And, you know, sometimes it's up to 62, whatever it is. So just the more depth that we're able to get, you know, the better.
Speaking of AJ not being done, and we're chatting with Padres manager Jace Tingler here on Ben and Woods. Obviously, there's a lot that sometimes goes on this week. You want to play your cards close to the vest, I understand. But what are some of the things the Padres are still looking at here this week in particular?
We're always looking for impact players. You know, it's no different than what we just talked about earlier. We're looking for versatile position players that can control the zone, can get on base, can run the bases, can defend. And then, you know, can you ever have enough arms? You know, we're looking for guys that can attack the zone, that can create swing and miss, that can create soft contact when needed. So we're looking for just championship level players
that are competitive in the box.
Most definitely.
Now, yeah. Savage is in the box is already taken.
That's taken.
If you want to come up with something that goes on a T-shirt, we know someone who makes T-shirts.
Yes, we do.
We can get it on any T-shirt you want.
We talked about this last week, Jace. Ben was out, but we talked about that they had kind of finalized your coaching roster, and there's a big group. I mean, there's a big group of people, and I wonder for you, what's that feel like to know? I mean, I don't know how it's going to work. I'm not going to be inside that room. I wish I was, but I'm not. Does everything just kind of – you guys get in a room? Are you going to talk about moves? Are you going to talk about rosters and lineups and things like that? Or does ultimately everything kind of stop with you? How is it going to work, do you think?
No, we're going to be a team. We're going to be working together. And just to speak briefly on the size of the group, you know, you just notice it's not just here, but all the areas, whether it's coaching, whether it's analytics, whether it's strength coaches, whether it's trainer, it's just the mental skills coach. The game of baseball and the staff, it's a growing department. And so for us to be fully equipped and be able to handle a lot of the information that's coming in, information's coming in from all across the board. And it's part of the coaching staff to take, you know, 25 pieces of information, be able to translate it down to a player. What's kind of meat and potatoes? What's the one and two thing that we want to get across to a player that can ultimately help their game? So I think, like, that's where the size of the group comes in. As far as, you know, how we're going to run it, we've got a ton of experience, like, around, like, myself. And the goal is to draw on that experience. The goal is for me to process information quickly, and I want to hear it from all across the board.
So when you kick dirt on Joe West's shoes for the first time, get a heave-ho, probably first week or two. So who then takes over for you? Is it the bench coach, Bobby Dickerson, or the associate manager, Skip Schumacher?
Yeah. It'll be Skip, and then he'll go out and kick dirt, and then it'll go to Bobby.
You know Skip
Skip's not going to last very long.
Yeah, Skip won't last. Because what's going to happen? it's actually a really smart move by the Padres. They're going to be going out in tandem. He's gone as soon as Jace is gone. You know, Skip's right behind him. He's gone. Just throw both guys out together, and then Bobby Dickerson is going to get the last few innings. I'm sure.
If Bobby's our last man standing, we better have a longer line of defense.
Well, Jace, I know you guys get a lot of work. We really appreciate you coming by, spending a few minutes with us. Good luck. I know spring training will be out there. Looking forward to it. Yep. It's still going to be here faster than you realize.
You're so ready, aren't you? You're so tired of these meetings. You're so ready to go.
I really am. I've never been so excited just to get on the field and get to the baseball part. You know, we've been locked in rooms doing meetings and just so ready. And I think I think that's expressed from the players as well.
No doubt. Thank you
guys for having me.
Thank you so much.
You.
That was Jace Tingler, Padres manager, presented by Wingly Buddhist Style Chicken, found at Sinley Foods. It's a lifestyle, not a fad. We're going to be back. A little reaction to that interview. Enjoyed that conversation. More from the baseball winter meetings with Bennett Woods, live on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. And Bennett Woods, live from the Manchester Grand Hyatt at 97.3 The Fan's coverage of MLB winter meetings, presented by your San Diego Honda dealers. Take advantage of the end-of-the-year offers on your favorite Honda model. Your San Diego Honda dealers ready to wrap up a deal you'll love at their Happy Honda Day sales event. Visit sdhondadealers.com. He's still standing over there. I actually don't have to varnish much.
What, were you going to rip him or what?
No, I was actually going to say, with 100% honesty, he sounded about 100 times more comfortable
than he did
5 weeks ago when we talked to him for the first time, when he did his news conference. And you heard him talk about that whirlwind. And I don't think I totally understood how quickly he had to get from managing a game down in the Dominican to, okay, done with the game, I'm on a plane, I'm flying overnight, I'm landing at 7 p.m., I'm in meetings at 7:30, basically, you know, interviewing staff, trying to put together coaching staff, everything else that goes along with this. No wonder his head was still spinning, you know, back then when he had news conference, radio interviews, television interviews.
Well, I mean, Jesus, think about it, too. Think about if you're a guy that's done it in the big leagues for 10 years and you get hired by a new team. You're still going to be a wreck. You're going to be an absolute wreck. And to have that experience that that new Padres skipper Jace Tingler had, Ben, they would have had to put a diaper on me. I would have been a wreck, right? Doing a press conference and all that. I mean, one minute you think you may have an opportunity, but I talked to him off the air and he said, man, I've interviewed so many times for jobs I didn't get, and it's just one of those things where you're like, you know what? I'm not going to put anything into it. Like, if I get it, great. And if I don't, I did. So then he gets the job, and he's like, oh, yes, I have the job now. And now I have to figure out how I'm going to get everything done. And I just thought, you know, listen, he's our guy now. I'm excited. He's got that gleam in his eye. And you can tell he's dying to get out on that field because that's where he does his best work.
I also thought, if you've got some thoughts and you want to join us, give us a call. We're live here, 833-288-0973, reacting to that Jace Tingler interview. It's clear, obviously, A.J. Preller has an idea of the kind of players that he wants to bring in, and it certainly seems to jibe with the players that Jace Tingler was talking about.
Yeah.
You know, competitive, hard-nosed.
There's a bit of a sea change going on.
Yeah.
There's a type. The Padres are now looking at different types of players, I think, than we're used to, and that seems to be a concerted effort.
And I don't want to put this all on Andy Green and say, oh, Andy Green was soft,
no.
And it's out with the soft. I think Andy Green was a little more intellectual in his approach to baseball. Does that make sense?
Maybe a little bit of an overthinker,
yeah.
I think, sometimes. And I think, you know, that maybe paints Jason in an unflattering light, Ben, if you say Andy Green was more intellectual.
It's not my intention. It didn't seem
why
to.
Why do you hate Jace Tingler?
Why do you hate? Andy Green?
Well, yes, you can claim either one at this point. It didn't seem to match totally with what AJ Preller wants.
Correct.
And while AJ Preller gives off the vibe of, you know, the nerdy GM who is obsessed with baseball, and you think that he's this big, you know, sabermetrics.
Right. He's really not.
He's really not.
He's not.
He cares more about the type of player. And, you know, the chemistry is a big thing for him, attitude, clubhouse, vibe, whatever you want to call it, culture. That's a big thing for A.J. Preller, and you can tell that Jace Tingler feels the same way as well, that culture is important. It's not simply lineup construction, you know, left, right, OBP, get the right guy here. There is something to be said about culture and building something with people who believe in the same sorts of style of baseball, how you're going to make a winning team, put it together, you know, from the ground up.
I'm really excited to see how this team gels in spring training because, again, it's going to be a totally different look, Ben. I think it's going to be a more athletic Padre team based on everything that we know about Jace Tingler and his career. Base running is a big deal. I mean, this could be like a really exciting-looking Padres team that is able to kind of push the needle a little bit and push the envelope and run and steal bags and be more athletic. That's going to be fun to watch. Plus, you throw a little hard-ass, red-ass in there. Man, I mean, I'm not saying we're going to go out and win 100 games, but, God, it'll be a much better brand of baseball, I think. Don't you?
I absolutely well, yeah. I mean,
the athleticism's through the roof.
It wasn't a bad – I don't think the Padres played a – well, the end of last season, obviously,
right,
was dreary. I didn't hate their brand of baseball that they played. I get why fans were sometimes fed up with, you know, when you wanted a retaliation, when the Colorado Rockies or a team like that seemed to, like, take liberties and the Padres didn't necessarily seem to stand up for their teammates, the manager didn't necessarily stand up for his guys.
Players, yeah.
That may be narrative, but it also narrative becomes reality.
Well,
in these cases,
and it's become reality over the last few years, and that's just not going to happen anymore. It's just not. I mean, there's no way that other teams can get away with it. There's none. There's no way. Tommy Pham said in an interview, "Yeah, I wanted to kill him. He threw it in my head. I wanted to kill him." That didn't happen here a couple of years ago, and. Not that that's the right thing to do, but it is certainly a different style of baseball here in San Diego that will be played in 2020, and I'm all for it.
It's interesting. Jace Tingler also talked about the fact that he still thinks A.J. Preller is going to be active this week, and we keep hearing the same thing. He's already been really active.
He's been
though.
Super I mean, active, yes.
You know, if they continue to make moves at this pace, it's going to be a very different-looking roster going into spring training than it was last year, which – well, it needs to be. If you're going to try to make a jump from 70 wins to somewhere in the neighborhood of the, you know,
80, mid-80s, yeah,
you know, to 90, you need a lot of different players. You can't
do.
Just roll out the same guys you rolled out last year and say, well, everyone's just going to play better. You know, it just doesn't work that way. So you do need to make massive changes if you want to have a massive impact on the win-loss total.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And you know, obviously they're not going to tell us what their plans are, but, I mean, when their manager says, yeah, hey, always looking to add arms, always looking to add athletic people to you know, be in the lineup, be out on the field, yeah, you got to think they're not.
And that's an easy thing to say. Every team wants to add athletic players, guys who can strike guys
out.
Yeah,
but we've got the capital to do it here. That's
true.
Therein lies the difference in a lot of the other teams.
But there's also the long-term view, and that's where you have to save some of that capital because you might need to make a move next year.
But it does. These aren't those moves, I don't think, that were like in 2014, right? These aren't these massively splashy moves. They're just really good, solid moves. And that, I think, therein lies the difference. Like, James Shields, when we acquired James Shields, was big game James. Then you had Justin Upton. Then you had Matt Kemp. Now, he was kind of broken down and whatever, but it was still a massive, massive name. Not seeing that, but what we're seeing are really good baseball players.
In many ways, Tommy Pham is kind of the anti-Matt Kemp.
100%.
And it's funny because, you know, there's a lot of similarities there as well between Matt Kemp and Tommy Pham. But, you know, Tommy Pham's name recognition is actually very low.
Yeah.
Considering where he's played, where he's coming from, especially in San Diego. I mean, you know, a lot of Padres fans probably haven't seen Tommy Pham play much at all. So you're not selling tickets. You're not selling a lot of season tickets by bringing in Tommy Pham. I'll tell you what you are going to probably do is you're going to win more games
100%.
With Tommy Pham.
100%. That's really all that matters.
So, you know what? I hope everyone enjoyed that interview.
I did.
If you missed it, make sure you go back. Our radio.com app, by the way. I saw this email, a couple days ago?
Yeah.
Is now fully, like, DVR functional. So if you listen to a streaming with the radio.com app, you can actually rewind right now, like, 20 minutes to the beginning of our Jace Tingler interview and listen to it as if it were live, listen to it all over again, however you want it. You can kind of go back, scrub back
awesome.
And forth. That's really cool and revolutionary in the world of radio.
Yeah, it really is.
I know
Check
TV has been – you've been doing it for a long time since I got my TiVo – back in, you know, 2001.
Why are we such late adapters?
In radio, we're finally getting this kind of technology.
That's why they call us old media, Ben, I think, because it takes us forever to adapt. So
old media, getting ready for your game on Friday.
Ooh, I can't wait for
old media versus new media. Soccer's halftime.
Soccer's halftime.
New media, they like to talk a lot.
Oh, yeah, they talk
a lot.
God,
they talk a lot.
They talk a lot, man. And listen.
Somebody's getting taken out.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I worked out both days this weekend. You think any new media guys went and lifted weights this weekend? I doubt it.
All right, let's go out to the phones. 833-288-0973. You want to join us here at Baseball's Winter Meetings. Mike is in Temecula. Mike, you're on with Ben and Woods. Good morning to you.
Hey, guys. I do use the .com app. It's the easiest for me.
Good.
Hey, I believe that the writing's on the wall for Austin. I think by the start of the season, he will be at an American League catcher. And like you said, Sam, he produces numbers. No one really knows him that much. And I honestly believe, I don't know what Austin's info is about an average, but if you could fill in John Doe that has a 70, you know, 0.5, you know, whatever, the batting average, it's a higher. I would go with that. It's just, he's a good trade bait. You're not going to get a blockbuster name out of him. But if we could get, and you know, somebody, just who, I heard rumors about the Cubs or even their all-star catcher. He's up with Chris Bryant. I mean, yeah, what do you guys think
Contreras
about that? I just think, yeah, I think professional courtesy was, Austin, do what you could do. This is your last year. And that's what I honestly believe.
Hey, Mike, I do think, and I've heard Austin Hedges' name come up again and again here in some trade rumors. I don't doubt that all the talk about how valuable defensive catchers are, how, you know, there's probably some people in the Padres behind the scenes who are pushing that out there to make sure everyone knows how, quote unquote, valuable a good pitch framer is and how many wins they can steal you over the course of the year. Because if they're going to trade Austin Hedges, they want the price to be, they want it to be high as they can get for, you know, what obviously is a very poor offensive player in Major League Baseball, and that's a giant hole that's going to turn a lot of teams off. So, you know, you're selling basically Austin Hedges' defense alone. So you want that narrative to be out there that, yeah, defensive catchers, they're way more valuable than you think they are because, hey, these numbers behind the numbers tell the real story.
Well, and that he makes a good point. I mean, I think Austin Hedges is vastly, vastly better in the American League. I just really do, because it's not – the auto outs at the bottom of the lineup, and you've got a DH who takes some of the heat off of the other guys. And, you know, Austin Hedges can go play for a team like the Red Sox and, you know, bat ninth and nobody's none the wiser. And it's a perfect fit with him in the AL. Just the NL, the stuff that he takes on, he's really good at calling a game, I guess, and the pitch framing and all that, Benny. But at some point, man, you've got to have guys that can get on base and drive in runs in this lineup, and he just hasn't been that guy, and it sucks. It sucks because, you know, I know 4 years ago everybody thought we had the second coming. And defensively, he's been really, really good. But if they can find a taker for him, I got to believe that they will.
Hey, Mike, thanks for the call. 833-288-0973 if you want to join us. You know who is popping around that we saw a little bit earlier, looking very sharp, is the coach John Quintero.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Who's going to take over for us at 10 o'clock. Now, he didn't have to be here. You know, Paul, you were here at like 4:30 a.m. setting up or something.
We parked at 4:45. We probably got here at, I don't know, 5:15.
Yeah, so, you know.
But we weren't wearing three-piece suits.
It's one thing to get up at a reasonable hour and dress nicely. It's a lot tougher to do that first thing in the morning. I had to do that once. When I did the morning show on television for a couple of weeks, setting the alarm for 2 a.m.
Oh, my God.
And then having to, like, do the whole shower, shave, suit, tie, hair, perfectly coiffed at that time in the morning is just so unbelievably against every fiber of your being. Like, this can't be the right – I can't be doing the right thing. This feels so wrong. But, Coach, just pulling it off. I mean, yeah, he rolled in here at 8:30.
Yeah, but it's I guess it shows at 10.
It's not noon today. Is
like,
it 10? He's got to be ready.
He's chomping at the bit. There's Annie Heilbrun over there. Annie.
Oh, look at her taking the stairs and not the escalator.
Yeah,
getting some steps in.
I've ridden the escalator every time.
Oh, me too.
And I'm going to.
It's a great escalator.
It really
is. We're right at the top of it.
We are, man. It's great.
Ride up and down, whatever we want. It's a great location. If you're planning on stopping by the MLB Winter Meetings, and you are allowed to. By the way, I had some people DMing me over the weekend. Hey, can we Can we show up? Do you have to have media credentials, passes? Do you have to pay a ticket? Actually, no. You know, you can now, you know, parking's not cheap downtown, but if you find a way to get down here, you can walk in, you can mingle around the lobby, which is where you're going to find a ton of agents and media members, maybe even some managers and GMs who are down there in the bar. You come up the escalator, you're going to see all these TV and radio setups, including ours is going to be right at the top next to the MLB Network set, which has so far been quiet this morning, but they got all the TVs and cameras set up. So
there's a picture of us on Twitter, Ben. It's me, you, Paul, and Padres skipper Jay Stengler. And somebody said, Ben wants no part of that intimacy. Look how far away you're standing. Are you a psychopath? Are you a legitimate psychopath?
I'm not.
Why do you hate love?
What's wrong?
Well, look how far away you are. Look at us. We're all pinched in like brothers.
I'm a big guy. I just need a little. I need a little space.
See, this
a little breathing room.
It's on our Twitter.
Jeez.
There's 4 feet between Ben and I. Why do you hate love?
I don't.
Why do you run from love?
I don't. I get hot. I need some space.
He loves space.
I need personal space.
Yeah,
okay.
Fine.
It's not. I do see the. The awkwardness.
Yeah, it's very
well,
awkward.
I'm just not a great picture taker.
I'm not either.
I'm always so much bigger than everyone else in the picture.
You're like 6 foot five.
So
it happens.
Either it's one of those giant group shots where I sit down in the very back and you only see my head because it sticks
out
above everything else. I'm okay with those. But when it's like you're all just standing next to each other, I always look terrible because I'm like the Coach John Quintero.
Coach big guy too.
Just big guy. I don't take great pictures with other people. I'm just not proportional to everyone else.
No, it's fine. Just love your teammates. It's no big deal.
All right, what do we got coming up in our final hour? We have John Boy going to be stopping by. That is the plan.
Love it.
We're working on some other things as well. Looking forward to it. We could get into some of the other topics as well. College football playoff. Yeah, no, wait, hold on. Don't just shush me. If you've got more baseball topics, you are more than welcome to bring them up. But we do have some pretty good college football playoff matchups. You know, I meant to bring this up earlier. Had the BCS. Remember the BCS?
Yes.
When it was just one versus two at the end of the year and everyone said, college, oh, yeah, this is great, one versus two. What problems could there be? Can you imagine if that was the case this year and you had to have LSU taking on Ohio State, one versus two for the title, and Clemson is sitting there undefeated.
Yeah.
What are they with? Two of the last three national championships or whatever they have and not even getting a shot at it after an undefeated season?
It's insanity.
I mean, they're once again lucking out again this year that the teams fit the format of their playoff. One of these times, they're going to have five unbeatens. They're going to have something that just completely blows up a four-team playoff.
Yes.
And if they had had the two this year, it would have been a real nightmare for college football because how do you not let Clemson try to defend to play again in the title game after they ran the table on their schedule?
Well, I did see a tweet earlier that was pretty interesting about, okay, so you guys want the 8-team playoff and then they did the 5-8. Yeah, it would have been terrible. It would be terrible with those teams in it. It really would.
It wouldn't be. It would be terrible.
Yeah.
It'd be a little different.
It'd be terrible and boring, frankly.
All right, we got one more hour to go. We
yes,
are
sir.
Going until 10 o'clock this morning. Our live coverage here from the MLB Winter Meetings continuing with Ben and Woods. Then the Coach John Quintero takes over 10 here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.